I'm so excited to talk to you guys about today's sponsor, Prose. Prose is the custom beauty brand that is all over your feed. I had been wanting to try them for so long. And when I tell you guys that I put on my Instagram story that they were going to be sponsoring the podcast, I got so many genuine organic responses from my following of people being like, oh my God, I love Prose. I've been using it for years. So don't even just take it from me, but take it from the genuine people that reached out agreeing with me about how much they love Prose. And when Prose says custom, they actually mean it. Each and every bottle of Prose custom hair and skincare is made to order and personalized with a unique blend of naturally powerful and proven effective ingredients to meet your needs. Their in-depth consultation analyzes over 80 factors for a complete view of your life and beauty goals. One of the coolest parts of the questionnaire that I thought was they literally asked me about my location and my zip code so that they could understand how hard the water is here, what the UV index is like, if it's cold, if it's dry, and all of that goes into these truly personalized products. Prose even did a third-party, double-blind, dermatologist-supervised controlled clinical study, aka the gold standard in research studies, and Prose proved that personalization works better than off-the-shelf alternatives. So try it for yourself and get your healthiest hair in 30 days or your money back. Prose is so confident that you'll love your results that they're offering the Arty Friends listeners an exclusive trial offer so that you can see the difference custom care can make. 50% off your first subscription order at prose.com/artyfriends. That's prose.com/artyfriends for your free consultation and 50% off your one-of-a-kind formulas. prose.com/artyfriends.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hello and welcome back to the Arty Friends podcast. This is Kara.
And this is Allison.
Today, we are doing our social wellness episode, which we talked about this episode for last year, how it was one of our favorite episodes last year we had on Dr. Chelsea Shield. So we had an expert on last year on social wellness and how important it is for your overall health and how Dr. Shields thinks it is one of the worst things happening to our society, one of the most areas of wellness that we need to be concerned with. So we kind of couldn't top that episode with the science, the data, the research. So this episode, we're doing a fun how to make new friends in a new city episode around social wellness. So we have on my friend, Lindsay Horniker, who moved to New York City right after college. We have a very fun girl talk, girl chat episode. So we're super excited to share that with you guys. But again, for the data, the research, go back to last year's. We'll link it. So it's going to be a good time.
It was literally so good that we just let her keep talking and we made it into a two-part because there's like 3 hours of content there. We're like, tell us everything. Keep going.
Yeah, we truly could not have brought on someone else because we loved that episode so much and thought it was so important and so valuable. So definitely check that out, but stay tuned for this fun girl talk episode. And it was fun because Lindsay and I were in person. So we just recorded it together. And then Allison's here, of course, to catch up, update you guys on our lives. We'll do all that fun stuff. And then we'll get into our combo with Lindsay.
Yeah. I just said, you know what? You guys are in person. I'll set this one out because with one person being remote and then the other two people in person, sometimes it's just like awkward with like the Wi-Fi, the technology, the distance. Like it's harder to have the vibes when one person's just like third wheeling on the side. And sometimes there's a time and a place for it. But I was like, you know what? Enjoy the time with your friend. I'm sure you guys will do great. And I know that there's a couple of my friends that I'm sure will come on. Like we've done that before. And it always works out fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
So for our catch up, I'm sure you have a lot to say. You are post bachelorette birthday party trip. literally a couple hours later. Flight got in late last night. How'd everything go?
Yes. Oh my gosh. It was so much fun. So we had eight of us in Puerto Rico. So we went to Luquillo, Puerto Rico, which is like the surfing beach town on the East Coast, on the east side of Puerto Rico. So we did that for the first 3 days. We flew in on my birthday. McKenna surprised me with a cake. It was so cute. It was pink and adorable. And shout out to Fetty's bachelorette party decor. I think even just like birthday party decor company. They sent a bunch of party decorations and we had cute little sign. I actually still need to post that. And like they had all these cute decorations. So that was really fun. It definitely felt like a birthday. And they sang me in English and Spanish, happy birthday. So pop off with my friends for knowing both languages. And then Friday we did boat day. So we rented this yacht, which was so sick. We went through boating Puerto Rico. So if you guys ever need a boat or want to do a yacht for a bachelorette trip, highly, highly recommend them. We did a couple add-ons. They made lunch for us. We did like a little grill out on the boat. They also gave us this Sea-Doo, you know, like jet skis, of course, right? Mm-hmm. There's these handheld jet skis now. They're like little handheld propellers. It is the craziest thing. I'm going to post a video about it. So much fun. So you basically hold on to this like mini jet ski. It kind of looks like I don't know, like something a lifeguard would have to like float, like a kickboard. That's what it looks like. If you remember like swimming school, like those little kickboards, like it's like that size, but it's literally like a mini jet ski and you can like go underwater. You're literally a mermaid and it's like a propeller. You can go up to like 15, 20 miles an hour and just like propels you across the water. And we did that and it was the funniest thing ever, but you can like dive down and like swim. You're literally a fish with this thing. That was so cool. So I was just like, we were all just loving that. Like just laughing so hard, watching us all like swim around this ocean with this like jet ski, handheld jet ski thing. I don't know. It felt very futuristic. It was very fun. But then of course, just listening to music. We had the little lily pad, the big floaty thing on the back of the boat. There was also, we docked at this island and people were just like swimming out to the island and walking. I didn't do that, but that was, I mean, my friends are very adventurous. We're just running around. We did it for like 6 hours. So full boat day, so much fun. And then I'm trying to think what else we did. Saturday, we just did beach day because I was just definitely wanting it to be more of like a vacation versus like a traditional bachelorette trip of like hitting the clubs. I don't know. I'm thinking like Miami, Phoenix, Nashville. Because I wanted to, I mean, you're spending so much money. I'm like, I want it to be like a vacation. I want us all to like lay in the sun, go swimming, tan. So we did a full beach day on Saturday, which at Luquillo Beach is a really fun destination because they have so many restaurants or food trucks and just the most blue, Gatorade blue water ever. And then Sunday, some people left. It slowly started with 8 and then started dwindled down to like 3 and then just me and McKenna on Tuesday. Because we have some people that work a regular 9 to 5. One of my friends is in medical school. So people were just kind of leaving at different points. So 2 people left on Sunday, 2 people left on Monday, and then 3 of us, the last 4 of us left on Tuesday. So it kind of was like a staggered exit. But the ones that stayed 2 more days, we went to San Juan. And that was cool because that's more of like the city. That's the big city in Puerto Rico. We explored Old Town, which is the very old part of town. I'm trying to think of like the history. We didn't do a walking tour or anything, so I don't know too much of the history. But there's just these beautiful old colored buildings, so many cool restaurants and bars. I mean, you just walk around, there's these big castles. It's super cool. And we stayed in this area called Ocean Park, which is more hip and, I don't know, up and coming. And there's beach volleyball, other great beaches. I mean, all around. It was just a fun time.
Wow. That sounds like a jam-packed, fun weekend.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
You got to do all the things you wanted to do?
Absolutely. And more. And like, I mean, everyone's favorite thing was a boat. We, even just going in Luquillo, we found this really nice restaurant that was actually posted by Visit the USA. They did like a little Puerto Rico post. And there's this restaurant in Luquillo called Sama. That was everyone's favorite restaurant. It was so cute. Overlooked the ocean. So many good cocktails, entrees. We kind of split like steak frites. It was so good. Just the best vibes. And we all got to dress up. It was like our sunset theme night. So we did themes, like hopefully themes that everyone had in their closet. So one of them was like sunset dresses and sunset colors. And that was really fun.
That picture was so cute.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was good. It was a very fun time.
Yay. And now the come down from that, how are the next 2 days looking? Like, do you need rest? Do you need recovery?
Yeah. I mean, so I'm visiting McKenna now because I flew from Puerto Rico to Austin because McKenna's here until I think May 1st around then for a traveling nurse job. And I was like, I want to go, but when's a good time to go? So I figured if I could just stack it, I'm only here for 2 days. And it's also South by Southwest, which I absolutely love. If you guys ever get the chance to go, you must go. I went in 2022 and it was so fun, even for like 2 days. It's just so fun because there's so many free events, free food. You get to go to free concerts. Like you just walk around and find all these brand activations and walk in. It's such a blast. And you meet really cool people. This is such a good networking event. So I was like, okay, if I go visit McKenna and get to go to South by Southwest, I feel like that'll be a very successful trip. And then I literally leave Friday morning. My flight's at 5 a.m. and I land in St. Louis at 7 a.m. So I'll have Friday and the whole weekend and I can just chill. But no, I mean, I think there wasn't really a come down. It was all just like pretty high and we all had a good time. And I mean, it just felt really good. And I feel very honored and lucky that I have seven Aww. Friends that would come and like celebrate me. That feels so crazy. And yeah, no, I feel very, my heart is full.
Do you think it was best case scenario doing your birthday and bachelorette trip together? Like, did that make it like extra fun?
Yeah, I mean, it was just fun for me, right? Because like, it's fun to celebrate your birthday and bachelorette. I mean, there's people joking that we met. They're like, you got to break this up. Those are two fun events. Why are you doing it at the same time? I'm like, I don't know. I didn't really want to do a bachelorette in April. I feel like then places are starting to get too hot. I feel like March is like a perfect time to visit Puerto Rico or any of the other places I was considering. I think it just was perfect timing.
Yeah, because you know how all the people that have like a birthday close to Christmas or something, they're always mm-hmm. like, I got gypped. But I feel like the way you did it, you just like doubled down and like maximized it. And then it kind of gave an excuse to have the trip start on Thursday. Because I feel like otherwise you probably would have maybe started on Friday.
Yeah, definitely. And it worked out too, because it was my friend's spring break who's in med school. So then she was able to come. And I mean, I think otherwise I would just be in St. Louis on my birthday. And why be in St. Louis on my birthday when I can be in Puerto Rico?
Exactly. Well, fun.
Yeah.
What else? I guess, yeah, it's only been a week. So, and that was the week.
I know that basically was my week. I mean, I'm trying to think if there's any funny other stories, but I mean, definitely posted a lot. I have to post some vlogs on TikTok. It's so hard to stay up to date when you're trying to live in the moment. We'd wake up and we'd go to breakfast, then we'd go to the beach or hang by the pool. I'm like, I don't really want to post.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do what the catch
this
up
weekend.
Yeah.
Like when you're laying at home recovering, that's when you can edit.
Yes, exactly. So it was a good time. Of course, again, I'm bummed you weren't there, but we will just do another trip together. There's more, many more to come.
Many more. And the wedding, of course, is destination in Charleston.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and that's like so soon. That's going to be here before we know it.
I know, we're in blank and then it's going to be May. It's so crazy.
Yeah, I already can't believe it's March. Like I feel 2024 just started so hot out of the gate. I don't mm-hmm. know. I can never remember. I always feel like I'm like, oh, this winter wasn't that cold or that bad. I don't know if it's global warming or if it's my perspective or something, but I just feel like the weather got warmer earlier this year and it like made all the things in spring start sooner.
Mm-hmm.
Like I feel like I've been in spring for a month. Yeah, you know?
Mm-hmm. I guess like one other funny thing for my bachelorette, we played some games, which I'm going to highly, highly recommend. The one that we did at McKenna's that we also did at mine was I just found these questions on Pinterest. It was like 20 questions about the bride. And then we had Julian answer each one. And we kind of had everyone guess what Julian's answer was. And then we also had a column of like what McKenna's answer was. So it was like, what's her go-to coffee order? Or what's her go-to Chipotle order? I don't know. So we did that. And I was surprised. But then McKenna had
Connor's answers.
Yeah, McKenna had Connor's answers for this one. And so that was the same one that we played McKenna's. So when we played McKenna's, we had Julian's and hers. And then when this time, of course, it was Connor's answers and mine. And that was fun because we had like all these videos of Connor answering questions and it was funny. We are very on the same wavelength as some of them. It was like, one of the questions was, what's Kara's biggest pet peeve? And I was like, probably rude people. And then Connor was like, Kara's biggest pet peeve is when people are being rude when it's not necessary. I'm like, wow, this is funny. And then other people are guessing. And honestly, other people's answers too. I'm like, wait, that's more of my answer than my own answer. But that was a really fun game. So I highly recommend that one because it's cool to incorporate the groom or whoever you're marrying into the party. And then we played. Okay, this one wasn't planned. We just started doing this. Have you seen those TikToks where people do karaoke? Yeah, this is literally why my voice is lost. Like, I literally lost my voice because we played this game three different nights where you do karaoke, but you sit in front of the TV, whoever's up, everyone else picks a song for you, and you can't see what song it is. And you have to figure out when the music starts, what song it is, and what the lyrics are because you can't look at the lyrics. It is so funny.
I feel like you were probably really good at that.
That's funny. That's why everyone was like, they were getting annoyed because I knew a lot of the words, a lot of songs. Because yeah. I'm like, you guys gotta stump me. Like, I know. I don't know. Yeah, wait, why do you say that?
I don't know. I just feel like you're good at remembering lyrics and songs. Like, I'm just not, I've never been that way. But my dad's that way. I mean, my dad's that way with like actors or movie scenes or dates or history. Like, it's so unfair to play balderdash with him because I'm like, it needs to be all of us versus you. Like, you're going to get every single one. And I just feel like you've always kind of been like the karaoke friend.
That's so funny. No, I like literally, they were like, oh, she's not going to this one. And it was like some random Lady Gaga song. And I was like, guys, I am a monster. Like, I'm a Lady Gaga fan. I knew every single word except for like a couple. But it was so funny just to like have all your friends, they were improvising the words and then them making up words. Oh my God, we were laughing so hard. Hania is hilarious. She doesn't know the words to any songs, but she will like just freestyle. And the words that she was coming up with was so fun. So that was a really fun game. And truly why I lost my voice, because we were just playing that every night. Because it's just funny to like put someone on the hot seat and give them like the most random crazy song out of left field. And then we played, McKenna coordinated this one, What Do You Meme? Where you have like the meme card games, but the pictures were my pictures, like childhood pictures or like really embarrassing pictures. So good suggestions for games. Those are my suggestions.
Are you planning any games at your wedding? Like when you were saying the one of Connor sending in the videos, it was making me think about, you know, when you like raise the shoe and you see if the bride and groom have like a similar thought over who is more clean or the better cook or the better driver or something. Like that was kind of giving similar energy. But I like that you did it at the bachelorette party and then you guys could all like laugh on the side.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to play any games at my wedding. That's just
no games.
Yeah, I think for our wedding, I'm just going to keep it like, it's going to be more, it's like non-traditional. For? Yeah, like very fun. I'm not trying to do like, because I think that's like maybe something that is like a tradition, like playing a game or like doing like the little, I don't know, like kind of cheesy stuff, honestly. Like I don't want to do any of the cheesy stuff.
There's not much at weddings that's not cheesy, to be honest.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, like it's kind of like posting on the internet is cringy basically no matter what. Like it just, some people are really cringe on the internet unless mm-hmm. and other people manage to make it seem more natural. But in theory, the entire thing of posting on the internet is like kind of cringy.
I kind of agree.
Feel like, you know what I mean? And it's
that's
like no shade.
Weddings.
Yeah. Like weddings in themselves are like, to me, they're just, it's kind of cheesy because it's like about you and your partner, but then you're like performing for all these people. So it's like, how do you make it seem intimate and natural? Yeah.
No, I have been saying that weddings are cringy. Not that that was my original thought, but that's definitely been like a TikTok or two that I posted. Because I agree. It's like everyone's staring at you. And then like, especially with those like traditional like games or like, oh my God, the garter toss. Like that is so cringy to me.
Are you doing a flower bouquet toss?
I don't think so. Like again, like, I mean, it can't
what are some
be
of the other ones? I can't even.
Like, no, the garter thing with like, or like when the groom goes up their skirt and like gets it with their mouth. Like there are grandparents here. Like, what are you doing? That is so weird.
Are you doing a first stance?
Yeah, I think we'll do that. Honestly, and like that is probably one that is also kind of like, because McKenna didn't do dances like that. I think they did like a first dance.
You know, like the dad, daughter.
But they didn't,
you know, like,
do that.
Didn't do all that.
Our dad's awesome. So I'm like, well, we're going to keep that. And like, yeah, I think that can be sweet. And my mom was like, you and dad should coordinate a dance, like a flash mob. I'm like, yeah, that's totally the vibe, Lolo. So we'll see. This one TikTok she sent me, they like did like the every dance from every generation. I'm like, yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
Oh my God. It's about to be wedding season too. Like they're coming up. I'm sure everyone listening probably has a wedding on the calendar in the next couple months.
I think it's going to be absolutely nuts this year, but enough about me. What are your updates?
No, I wanted you to share all the details. Do you have anything else to share?
No, I think that's it. That's all my updates. I mean, it was a great weekend and I'm looking forward to May. It's going to be here before we know it.
Love. My weekend, it was really good balance of everything. Good social time, got a lot of work done, mm-hmm. cleaned apartment, workouts. Kind of funny today, there's like a film crew outside again of my place. I don't think I've shared on here, but I'm sure you guys have heard of or seen like that new Netflix documentary, Lover, Soccer, Killer. Well, the opening scene is like my building. It's a bar underneath me.
That, and I meant to text you about that, but because I didn't watch it. But someone literally told me, they're like, wait, isn't this like where Allison lives? And I looked it up. I'm like, wait, that is literally your front door.
My front door. I'm like, where was I? But I actually, thinking back, now that they're filming again today, they must be, maybe they're making a part two, because like the whole camera crew is outside like right now. I had to like move my car this morning. Well, actually Jesse's car, because I'm borrowing it while she's gone. And I had to like go in and out of my door like quickly, because there's like all this stuff happening. And that was what happened. I can't remember when they filmed, but I remember that whole crew being here before, like months ago, or maybe it was years ago. And yeah, I was in Tulum when the first person, shout out Jenna Routh, she's like one of my childhood friends. She was like, dude, I'm pretty sure like that new documentary is like filmed in your building. And I was like, wait, what? I was like so confused, because it was like 1 o'clock in the morning. And I'm like, there's a murder documentary filmed at my place and I didn't know this. Excuse me? And so I like look it up, watch the trailer, and I'm like, oh, yep, sure enough, that's my building. And when I say my building, guys, like there's only three businesses. It's like the bars and me. Like this is not like a massive multi-block, you know, like hundreds of tenants building. It's like their door, my door. Very, very intimate. Like underneath me is like where they were. Yeah. And so I did end up watching it, I don't know, a couple weeks ago or something. And like, wow, yeah, that's it.
When did this happen? Like, what is the story of Spark Notes? It's probably really sad.
A while ago.
Go into it. Okay.
And it's honestly like, short. Like, the documentary is only like an hour and a half or something. So, because I thought it was going to be a series and I was like, do I want to watch it? But yeah, it was really fast.
Okay.
And so it was like, a while ago. I was sitting there with my brother and we were kind of just like shooting this shit the whole time. And when it got, or when it was over, we were like, wait, we didn't pay attention at all. I just wanted to see it.
That's pretty good. It sounds like it's upsetting. So maybe it was good that you weren't fully...
You know, yeah, it hit a little too close to home. I didn't need all the details. But yeah, I wonder what they're filming now, or maybe it's something else.
Oh my
Very
God.
Interesting.
Maybe it's another spinoff, because sometimes they do two or three different documentaries on the same topic, like Fire Festival or Theranos, that girl, Elizabeth Holmes. They had two different... So I don't know. Maybe it's a different production company or something.
Yeah, now it's their take on it.
Yeah, that could be. I don't know. Or maybe it's part
wild.
Two. Maybe they found new stuff.
Because it has gotten so much traction. So maybe they're like, let's capitalize. Let's film a part two.
You should go see. Try to go talk to them. But sometimes film crews are mean and they like won't tell you. But
no, they've been really nice. Because I've like come and gone like three times today already. And I'm like, oh my God, I feel annoying. But
are they like, when you say filming outside, are they like sitting down with interview equipment outside of the building? Or are they just like getting B-roll?
So they're filming mostly from the front side. Because obviously it's like cuter up there, not the back alley. So I've been going in and out the back door. I have Airbnb guests in the front and I was like going to message them and be like, hey, just like, I don't know, maybe shut the blinds today. I don't know.
Oh gosh, this is so crazy.
Yeah. Which Airbnb has been going great. My occupancy is up to 74%, which I feel like it's really high. Very much enjoying hosting now. Been getting better reviews. What else is new? Went to a fun event on Saturday night. Stayed out so late. I haven't stayed out that late since college. Literally got home at like 5:30.
Oh my gosh. Is that the cool building store looking thing that you went to?
Yeah.
It looks super sick.
I know. I love it. So Sam that came on, Sam co-owns it with his brother and then some other guys. Mm-hmm. And it's honestly, it's not similar, but how me and the other two gals have 1404 and it's like a collective and it's all just kind of like fun for us. And we've added our, you know, special sauce to it and stay in our lanes of like what we're all good at. I feel like they kind of did it, but it's like a men's boutique, but it's like way higher end. Mm-hmm. It's not secondhand, it's new stuff.
Okay.
And it's the way it's set up, it's really good for just like having events in there. And Sam's brother DJs. So he was DJing. And then, yeah, that probably went till like 2 maybe. And then we like went to one of their apartments after and everyone was just hanging out. And then I somehow still made it. Got up at 9 a.m. the next morning because you know how when you're like out and you make plans for the next morning and you're like optimistic when you're making plans. It's like, oh my God, we should all book yoga in the morning. And before we'll have green juice, we'll make espresso and then we'll go and we're all like, yeah. And then, you know, the next morning comes. And you're like, why did we decide to do this?
You're like, what did I sign up for?
It got me up and going and felt really good.
Yeah.
Got a little sweat out on Sunday. Kind of just like worked the rest of the day. What else? I was really thinking, this is so off topic now, but we have to make some Artie Friends crew necks because every time I go to record, I never know what to wear. I'm like, are we, because we record on different days, different times, and our schedules are so different. Like sometimes, you know, we're like just waking up and then recording. Other times it's like, we're ready for something else. I'm like, I need like a staple couple crew necks that I just like, that's what I wear every single time. So I don't have to think about it because then yeah. I'm like, what are the vibes? And we never like coordinate. So sometimes, you know, I'm in like a nice top and you're in a hoodie. And then the next time you're like hair curled and I have a slick back bun because I just came like plank. Like we're, mm-hmm. it's like we're always flip flopped. So that was something I was thinking about this morning.
No, I would love to have a uniform.
Yeah, like I literally need a uniform.
Yeah. Make life easier. Make a uniform for yourself. I agree.
Yeah. Cause like at 1404, I for sure have uniforms for myself. I always wear like the same kind of rotation of a few different outfits. It's like the first day, I'm never going to wear my best outfit on the Thursday of the weekend I work. Like I'm going to save that for Saturday. So I like ease into it. Like I'm kind of more casual on Thursday, then up a little bit more for Friday. Best outfit Saturday. Sunday, like chill vibes. I'm like, we're only open 4 hours that day. Mm-hmm. People are just kind of like out and about. So that's my like comfier day. And yeah, I need that for the podcast. It would help so much.
I agree. Every time I record, I look in my closet. I'm like, what am I supposed to wear?
Yeah.
Like what outfit?
And I think it feels weird because it's like, I'm not in real life getting ready for anyone. It's like the content ends up online, but it feels weird to be like putting jeans on, sitting in my bedroom by myself, talking into a laptop. But if that's the vibe we're going for, then it makes sense. I don't know.
Then we'll do what we need to do. Okay, yeah. I think we should do that. Absolutely. I'm 100% on board.
Yeah, I just feel like I needed to speak that one into existence or something to hold me accountable.
I love it. Okay, anything else? Any other updates?
Okay, one little thing. I feel like last week when I said, I need some fucking privacy, I realized that whenever I say I need privacy, it's because I'm like going through something and I don't want people to see me when I'm down bad.
Mm-hmm.
And my life is like very, like I have such good friends and community and like my door's always open type of thing. Like DMs are always open, shop's always open. And 99.9% of the time I love that. But then when I'm having, you know, a bad day or I just want to like be ugly and not have to talk to people and like kind of like be in a bad mood with myself, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Then I feel like I'm like claustrophobic kind of.
Mm-hmm.
But it is heavily outweighed by how much I appreciate it 99.9% of the time because I was listening back and I was like, oh, I could have just, you know, gone and got a massage. It probably would have been fine because truly having my brother live here has been so much fun. Like I love it and we do everything together. We're about to like go get lunch. Last night we went for a 4 mile run. And it was actually like 4.5. It was like at sunset. It was really nice. And then we made falafel and we went to Whole Foods the other day. And one saying I have to shout that he says, I'll like not like complain to him, but I'm always like telling him my life stuff. And his go-to answer every time is handle it. He's like, get on it, handle it. And I'm like, you're right. Like I'm always like, fuck, I got to handle it. And so then I'll be like,
I need to hear that.
Handled.
I'm being so not like, sometimes it's true. There's just like something you know is looming over you and you're like, ugh. I don't want to sit down and do that. It's going to take so much effort.
Literally, I have to do something. And I was like, I'm going to have to stay home Friday night and do this. It's going to take my whole night. And he's like, handle it. It's going to take an hour. And I was like, fuck, it's literally only going to take an hour.
Wow.
And so he's really been checking me.
He's so go, go, go. I absolutely love that. Such a hustler. So motivated.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And so permission to all of you guys to start telling your friends and partners, handle it.
Handle it. I love that. Okay, do peaks.
Peaks. Yes. Gosh, how do you choose?
I know. I think I just have to say, peak was being on the boat. That was such a fun day. Being in the sun, swimming, the water was so clear. We had best conditions. You could see straight down. Like, Hania literally dropped her sunglasses in the ocean and we could see them on the bottom and I swam down and grabbed them. So like, it was that clear that you could see everything. So it was just such a good day. So I'll say the boat day.
One thing about Kara, if she was on a boat in that week, it's never not going to be the peak of the week.
It's going to be the peak.
I absolutely. Will be shocked if I know that you were on a boat and something trumps that.
I agree. You're like,
I don't know what it would have to be.
It would have to be a bigger boat. No, I need to live a life where I'm on a boat more than what, 2 times a year. Oh, such a crime.
What was my peak? I like need my camera roll to look back because I don't know what I did in the last week. Okay, this is not super exciting and it really wasn't the peak, but I followed through on doing it and I said I was going to do it forever. Karen and I got sent these PMD Beauty like at-home microderm wands and it had been sitting in my bathroom for 2 months probably because I was like, do I know how to use this? I feel like I need someone to show me or I need to watch a video and I was not handling it. I was procrastinating it. And then when I actually just went to do it on Saturday, it was so easy. It's this really nice kit. You charge it up and it has all the tools and you just do it. And I did my whole body. Oh, wow. And I used to go get microderm and obviously it's quite expensive to go and get it. And now I'm like, wow, this is amazing. I can do this all the time. And that just took something that I used to have to pay for out of the equation. And it's not like microderm like feels amazing. Like I'm not going to give myself a massage in a way that like a masseuse is going to give me a massage, you know, like that's different. But like the microderm is more of a cleaning. So I don't really feel, it doesn't feel that great even when you go in and get it done anyway.
Yeah. It's like intense exfoliation.
Yeah. So I'm like, might as well do this myself.
Yay, that's so good. Yeah, that wand is supposed to be the best
you can buy at
home. No, I haven't used one yet because I'm the same exact way. It's been sitting there too for like 2 or 3 months because there's the barrier of entry of figuring out how to use it. Same as you. Like, I'm just scared to like figure it out because it's like an intense treatment thing. But you're motivating me because it's so good for your skin.
Yeah. And I did my legs, I did my butt, wow. I did my stomach, my arms. And to microderm your whole body like that, like I used to only get microderm on my face because I'm like, that feels excessive to get other parts of my body microdermed. And I'm like, well, I can do it myself whenever.
Yay.
But no, it was so simple. You literally open the box, grab whatever head size you want on there, put the cap on, do it.
Oh, perfect.
It's like shaving.
That's great. Yeah. I'll have to use mine when I get home because I need to.
As a retail shop owner, I know how important it is to have a good, reliable POS system. That's why I'm so excited about our sponsor today, Shopify. Shopify has already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source. Track everything across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers both in-line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/alreadyfriends. That is all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/alreadyfriends to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/alreadyfriends. Thank you again to Shopify for sponsoring the Already Friends podcast.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay. All right. Listener's peak of the week. Lindley said, I'm officially a certified yoga teacher. Congrats, girl. I know you're going to be the best instructor ever.
Hannah said, restarting my running journey. That's amazing. Love that for you.
Hannah said, being in Europe, I've been watching Hannah's stories and she is thriving. I'm so happy for you, Hannah.
And then along the same lines as Puerto Rico vibes, Madison said, spring break was her peak. I love that so much. Hope everyone had a great spring break for those who are still in school.
As always, send in your peaks of the week on our Instagram story box every Monday.
Okay, well, getting into today's episode, today we are doing social wellness, specifically the importance and how to make friends and moving to a new city with my friend, Lindsay Horniker. Lindsay is a professional working in New York City. She's going to introduce herself here in a second, but she works in sports marketing. So she does some really cool pop-ups and events for big brands around sports. So she'll go to golf tournaments with a PGA tour. She gets to go to NBA games. She gets to do so much cool stuff. So definitely go creep on her on LinkedIn and on Instagram. And we're going to talk about how she moved to the city knowing zero people, having some tough times with friends, having to make new friends. Because, you know, even there's those times when you move to a new city where you kind of have to restart again and start over. And she talks about that and how she managed all of that. So without further ado, here is Lindsay Horniker. Welcome to the pod, Lindsay.
Thanks. I'm so excited.
We're so excited to have you here. We wanted to have someone on who's made the move to a big city, didn't know anybody, had to make a lot of friends, and is continuously making friends. You're one of the most social people I know. Little social butterfly.
I know.
So do you want to introduce yourself really quick? Tell us who you are and what you do.
Yeah. Hi, my name's Lindsay Horniker. I'm originally from Atlanta. I moved to New York almost 6 years ago to start a career in television because I went to the University of Missouri where Miss Carrie Kirkpatrick went. We did not know each other, though. I will preface that. We did not know each other. So I went to work for CBS Sports and ended up changing careers kind of midway through. And now I work for a sports marketing agency and I do a lot of events, hospitality, kind of everything under the sun, partnerships in the sports world. And it's a lot of fun. And I go to a lot of cool stuff and I meet a lot of great people.
Which is perfect for today's topic of social wellness.
Exactly.
You're always meeting people. You have, like I said, when I was there, you've made so many friends. Everyone that you'd always introduce me to was always from different places in the world. And I feel like you're very good at this.
Surprisingly, yes.
I mean, I think your energy comes across in the mic. You're very outgoing, very bubbly.
I think I'm approachable.
Yeah.
Like that's more the thing. I think I'm really approachable. Recently, I felt the social battery dwindling, but I think as far as approaching people, meeting people, I very much am someone who can talk to a brick wall.
Yeah. I love that. Okay. Well, do you want to, I guess we should just go into you and moving to New York City. Will you talk about this? Give us your whole spiel, your whole background.
Yeah. Moving to New York is a crazy adventure. Like it really is something so unique. And I feel like it's one of those cities where it just works out if you're meant to be there. You know, like everything truly falls into place if it's a place that you are meant to be. And for me, I remember graduating college and I had no job, no prospects, no nothing. I was living in my parents' house. I just absolutely nothing was kind of in play for me at the time. And I had interviewed for a job like back in September. I graduated in December and nothing came from it. They never called me.
You're like, okay, thanks.
Literally, I was like, cool, good to know you. And probably 2 weeks after graduating college, I got a call from the guy I'd interviewed with. And he was like, hey, can you be here next week? And I was like, sure, I guess I'll be there. And so I packed a bag. My mom and I went up to New York for like that next weekend to look at apartments. We found nothing.
Wow.
Came back home a week later. We back to New York and it was like time to start my job. And so I was living in a hotel. My mom was kind of out doing the apartment hunt for me because I had a 9-to-5. I had to go to work. I didn't have time to like do this whole apartment search, which is a nightmare in New York. If you know, you know. And so my mom really is the champion in my story.
Yeah.
Because she is incredible and she, you know, found the right people and got connected to the right people. And we went to look at this one studio studio apartment in Nolita on Mulberry Street. And I always thought it was so perfect because when my family immigrated to the US from Italy, my great grandparents lived on Mulberry Street.
Oh my God.
And it's such a part of our family history and our family culture of Mulberry Street. And it's right near Little Italy. So it was very much ingrained in me, this like, oh, I know this street. This street feels like home. And it ended up being my home for a year. And so when I moved, again, I graduated in December. So I didn't move with a bunch of people. Mm-hmm. I moved by myself. I didn't know anyone in New York. I, you know, was fresh. Like, I never thought New York was possible for me. Like, coming out of school, it was never something that like somebody told me could work well for you. You know, mm-hmm. I like had different, I guess, aspirations that were told to me. So when I moved to New York, know anybody, nobody that I like where I worked, like I kind of was isolated in my job in the sense of like, I only worked directly with three people and they were, you know, grown men. So wasn't really like keen on being super close friends with them. They were great people, but it's not like we were going to hit the town on a Friday night, you know? So I kind of ended up connecting with my alumni group and I met this one girl who, you know, introduced me to a couple other girls and I started, you know, going to this like Thursday night group with them that we'd just get together, we'd chat, we'd hang out, you know, it was a way to just kind of like mingle with people in the industry as well because they all worked in media. So that was kind of my first point of connection. But I'll tell you a funny story. I had dated this guy. This is my true big breakthrough. Into making friends. Okay.
Yeah.
My true big breakthrough. I dated this guy. We no longer date.
R.I.P.
And he had a bunch of friends in New York and he was living in Philly at the time and he had a ton of friends. And I had met these two girls, again, one of them through a J school connection. The other girl was just there studying, like doing her last semester in New York, doing an internship. And so I met these two girls. And I had like, Jake was in town visiting me and I was like, oh, you guys should come out with us. Like Jake's got a ton of friends. Like it'll be such a good time. And we end up going to brunch. And one of Jake's friends is like, hey, there's a party going on around the corner. Like we should go.
Mm-hmm.
We show up and it happens to be everyone from Mizzou that lives in New York. Show up at this party and a girl in my class who I graduated with in December was standing there in the backyard of this East Village apartment. And I was like, Shelly? And she was like, Lindsay.
Oh my gosh.
And meeting her very much sparked the rest of my friendship. Those people I ended up joining kickball league with. We hung out a lot that summer and were great people to know. We had a lot of fun together. But Shelly really was the connector. And yeah. I always say that you just need one person. Like you need one new person to introduce you to the web that is New York. Mm-hmm. And that's what she did. We got together with her friends from work and their friends from work. And you know this friend group, but my friend Janine, Meryl, Emily, Sal, it's a group of five of us, Liz, group of five of us girls that we met, you know, very early on in all of our times in New York, like the summer of 2018. And we've been friends ever since. And, you know, Shelly no longer lives in New York, which is always sad to me, but she really sparked this like ignition into the New York friend making for me. It was crazy. And I always think about her of like, wow, if I had never run into Shelly at that party, she would have never been like, hey, let's go get drinks with my girls that work at Bloomberg with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have never met some of the girls that are like, I am truly closest with in New York. So it only takes one person to like spark the flame of making friends.
Yeah, that's so true. Finding that one person that's the connector.
Always.
Yeah.
She really was a connector for me. And I always think too, it's important to say yes. Like if I hadn't had said yes to dating Jake, if I hadn't said yes to going to this party where I knew nobody, you know, to not being afraid to walk into a room where you don't know anyone and just saying yes every time one person invites you to something, you never know what could happen off of that. Like it truly opened my world back in 2018 and kind of changed the game for me and my friend group in New York.
Absolutely. So with the years, you were friends with that friend group. You had some other friends. What something we talked about off the mic was that your friendships are going to evolve with time.
Totally.
And you're going to have to make all new friends almost. And you're you're thrown back into that cycle again. Can you talk about that?
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, I'm hitting kind of year 6 almost in New York. And I feel like there definitely is this evolution in your life where, you know, after a couple of years, and we had COVID, so a lot of my friends had left. And so coming back from COVID, it was very much trying to either like who was left and kind of refinding myself and what I enjoyed doing. And I think COVID changed a lot about New York.
I know. I was one of your friends and I left.
And you left. Yeah. You left me.
We were like besties running around the city. And I really said bye.
You truly said, I'm out. See you later. See you never. And now we're sitting in St. Louis, Missouri.
I know. We could have never predicted this.
I know. I could have never. But also like truly, we were attached to the hip. I do. I remember being like, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do today. Let me just call Kara. Oh, I don't know what's going on this weekend. Like, I'm just going to call Kara and she's going to figure it out. And we'd always go to something.
We'd always figure it out.
We'd always be going to the next bar, whatever. Like, you always had a plan. And then losing you was...
Stop.
That was a tough friendship to get over.
Stop. That's not that we weren't friends anymore, but just not being attached to the hip anymore.
Not being attached to the hip.
I have so many memories just like walking to your apartment. Also, not knowing what we're going to do, but just like walking to your little East Village apartment.
We always figured it out. Like, we always found something to do. That's the great thing about New York too, is there's always something to do. There's always someone to hang out with.
Yeah.
And I feel like you very much were a catalyst to that too in my life. Like when we became good friends, not just when we became friends, but when we became good friends and it was like, oh, I don't mind being weird with you.
Yes. That's when you know it's real.
That's different. Yeah. That's when you know it's real. I was like, I don't mind being weird with this girl. Okay, cool. Let's go. And you were someone who was always down to say yes to. Again, I think it's important to find someone who is like down. If you hear about XYZ going on, like you got to be down to go. See what happens.
And that might have worked out well because I was in my first year as well. So I wanted to see all the things. I wanted to do all the things.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What advice do you think, I stopped being really quick to advice, but like for someone who cannot find a yes person and they just keep finding people who are just maybe really in steady relationships or can't find those people that are down to hang out?
My advice is to look somewhere else.
Yeah.
Because, and I'll get into the evolving friendship question that you asked me earlier too, because I think it's twofold. You have to find people who share your same passions, right? That's how you find yes people. Like you might just not be looking in the right place. You might not be going to the right things. If you're finding boring people, you're looking in the wrong place.
Yeah.
Because those people probably don't share the same passions that you do or don't want to do the same things you do. Your yes people are always going to be in places that you like to do things in, you know? And going back to your question earlier of like how your friendships evolved. Like when I came back from COVID, again, I had to make all new friends in a sense of like, I was a different person. I came back and was very much in a different place in my life, matured a lot over those years. And, you know, like what I enjoyed doing at, you know, 26 was very different than what I enjoyed doing at 23 when I first moved to New York. So I wasn't keen on going out every weekend or every day like I used to. You know, I was very much in a place where I was like, I like to work out. Like I want to go to workout classes and I want to run a marathon and I want to do all of these things. And that's where I really met people who have stuck, I think, in this phase of life. Mm-hmm. Because we kind of have this common ground, which yeah. I think is very important. So my advice, if you can't find people that consistently say yes, look somewhere else, because I'm guaranteeing you they're going to be there. Making friends in New York is like making friends your freshman year of college. Yeah. Everyone wants to make friends.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is lonely. Everyone wants human connection. Everyone wants something to do. And so you're just not looking in the right place.
Yeah. Okay, so going back to the evolving friendships, what did that look like for you? Because I know that that was hard at certain points.
Yeah.
Because it sucks because you don't necessarily want to address it with like old friends that you're kind of growing apart. But did you address certain things with people or did you kind of just let it fizzle out and then just find new people to lean on?
Truthfully, I let it fizzle out.
Yeah.
A friend of mine gave me great advice and I think it sticks well and I think about it a lot. Invest in those who invest in you. And a lot of my friends, just their priorities changed too, right? Like they were evolving. And so they were no longer prioritizing our friendship either. So mm-hmm. for me, it was kind of like, why would I put time into people who aren't putting time into me? And mm-hmm. so it's selfish a little, but I also think it's true. Like your friends are going to be the people who consistently keep showing up in your life. And so for me, those friends, I wouldn't say I'm not friends with them anymore, but mm-hmm. I look at my friends on a tiered system. Okay.
Abby Lee Miller.
Yeah. Yes.
Top of the pyramid.
Top of the pyramid.
Who's on the bottom?
My top tier, my tier one friends tier are one. The people who, you know, like you, like oh. who, it doesn't matter who reaches out to who first, like we mm-hmm. pick up where we left off always. 100%. They check in, they're there, they want to do stupid stuff. Like
go to 4D Dune 2. See Dune yes. 2 and 4D.
They're like, hey, you're visiting me. Want to go see Dune Part 2 in 4D? Like, yes.
With rumbling seats. Wind.
I do want to see that.
Gunshots in your seats. Like, what is going on?
It was the best movie ever.
It was a roller coaster in real life and in the movie. But like, it was, we were actually on a ride.
Oh, it was
highly
so
recommend.
Fun.
It was hilarious.
Highly recommend. It was great.
Not unless you're epileptic, because yeah, those yeah, flashing lights
were too much.
The smoke machine.
But no, that's like your tier one is like, we want to go do that. Okay?
You would never say that to a bottom tier or like a tier three friend.
Would
like,
never.
That's so weird. Why do you want to go see it in 4D?
Or I'm like, that's too much time to spend yeah. with someone
yeah.
who is not comfortable being weird, you know?
Yeah.
Or like, I say the word weird in the sense of like, more so being yourself.
Yes.
Like you can be yourself 100%. And I'm a very big personality. I'm a very, like, sometimes I can be a lot for people, which totally fine, to each their own. But, you know, my bottom tier friends, they can only spend so much time with me. Yeah. There's a time limit.
That's funny.
You know? So, yeah, I think like the way I look at it is the tiered system. My tier three friends, they're acquaintances. So happy to see you out. Like mm-hmm. if we're going to an event together, so happy to see you. I will sit and talk to you. But it's not like I'm going to be like, hey, let's go grab a drink later, because I don't really want to do that. And I know you don't want to do that. So it's cool that we just kind of leave this where we honestly know we are at.
Yeah. What advice do you have for someone that maybe can't read those relationships as well? Maybe they want to be closer to someone who's maybe ranking them as a bottom tier, or they can't tell if someone wants to get closer to them. Like, what advice do you have?
That's a great question. I don't know if I have good advice for that.
I know, because it's kind of like, it's all about our own self-awareness, which is tough.
It very much is. And I think it's important to not to get hurt that
yeah.
someone doesn't want to be closer to you. Like those people are not in your life for a reason. You know, like you can't get hurt when you lose friends. Like it just makes room for other people, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's really important that if, you know, you feel that someone, you want to be closer to someone and they're not giving it back, cool, leave the space.
Yeah.
Because someone better is going to walk in the door that's going to change your life in a different way. You know, I always think about it in that light too, of like, if they're not meant to be, they're not meant to be. Like
mm-hmm.
it's the same as dating. Like move along to the next one. Like there's a plethora of friends. Like there's a plethora of someone to date.
Yes. And Allison said something really good one time on the podcast, that there was people that were trying to become her friend. And she was like, my plate is full. Like my seats at the table are full. And that has nothing to do with that person that's coming in, because it just meant that a bunch of great people came in before them.
Right.
And she doesn't have the capacity.
Right.
Or the band bandwidth to take on any more friends, that means she would just be a shittier friend to those other friends that are already at the table.
Exactly. I think it goes back to my point about investing in those who invest in you, right? Mm-hmm. Because you want to give 100% to your tier one friends, right? Mm-hmm. And yeah, if there's no more room at the table, there's no more room at the table. And I think that ebbs and flows with life as well, right? Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes you're busier with certain group of friends than other times.
Absolutely. Well, let's go back to how you've made a lot of friends. Mm-hmm. You've already given so many good examples. And then I did a little list of ways to make friends. And we're going to say if they're in or out. We'll Great. Do a little ins and outs game.
Love it.
Okay, so your biggest one lately is running clubs. Mm-hmm. You are so passionate about running clubs.
Run club girl.
You're like, we could do an episode only on running clubs. I'm like,
I still think you should.
Yeah. Okay, give us the lowdown. What's going on at these clubs?
All right. If you're not in a run club, join a run club. They're incredible. Okay. Even if you don't like running, they're amazing. I went from being able to run like a mile to running a marathon. Wow. And I truly credit it to this run club.
How did you find this running club?
So I found them on Instagram, actually.
Oh, fun.
I know. I was thinking about running a lot. I was talking about running a lot. I actually was helping plan the marathon for work. So for the sponsor that I work with, big part of the New York City Marathon, big part of the Chicago Marathon. And so I knew I wanted to run the marathon mm-hmm. at some point. I feel like it's a rite of passage in New York. That's how you become a real New Yorker, is you've run the marathon. Wow. And I was like, you know, if my time is dwindling in this city, I want to say that I've run this marathon. And so, you know, I had put my name in the hat for a bib at work and had started kind of subtly training on my own. And it wasn't working. Like I wasn't getting the distance I wanted. I couldn't get the time, you know, like I just wasn't running enough and I wasn't running. I was bored. I think running is a social sport. It gets boring when all you do is just run for 5 hours by yourself. So when I got a bib to run New York, I was like, I gotta find friends. Like I gotta find people who want to do this with me, because I'm not going to be able to do it by myself. Mm-hmm. And I knew that going into it. So I found this run club on Instagram. I'll plug them, Endorphins. They run in a ton of cities across the US.
Oh, cool.
Great place to start. And so many people show up by themselves and, you know, they have all different pace groups. So I didn't feel like I was an outsider. You know, I didn't mm-hmm. feel intimidated because I knew that they had people who were running at my same pace, who were, you know, not speed demons, yeah. who, you know, running can be very intimidating because people are fast, people are fit, but everyone's at a different place in their running journey. So for me, I was like, I just want to run slow and I want to make friends and I want to chat while I do this. And so I showed up. They meet at Washington Square Park. I showed up on Saturday. And Saturday's long run day. And prior to that, the longest run I did was like 5 or 6 miles.
Okay.
And I show up and I ran a half marathon that day, 13 miles.
Oh my gosh.
But it was awesome because I met people in my pace group and they were like, oh, we're all training for the marathon too. Like, you know, the group run is only 8 miles today, but I think we're going to go further. Do you want to come with us? And I just said yes. Mm-hmm. Like I was tired, but I said yes, sure, I'll keep going.
Wow.
And I ended up running with 5 or 6 girls. We pretty much all ran 13. I think a couple other girls ran, you know, 17 or 18 because they were training for Chicago, which is before New York. And I ended up getting, you know, at the end, we exchanged phone numbers. We made a group text. Mm-hmm. And to this day, we still get together. We still run. We still text in the group chat. We were all cheering each other on during the marathon. And it was huge. It was a game changer for me. And every single time I show up on Saturday morning to go for a run with this group, I meet someone new and wow. someone says hello and someone, you know, is willing to chat to you or wants advice. Like, hey, how'd your marathon go? Like it's the common ground of like, oh, we're all kind of doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a ton of run clubs out there. Every city, a friend of mine, Kelsey, lives in Austin. And, you know, she just started going to run club because she was like, oh, I saw you doing this. Like, I think I want to try it. I'm like, go. There's no harm in going. What's the worst that's going to happen? You're going to run your 5 miles, you know, and say hello to one person. Like, there's nothing mm-hmm. wrong with that. If you don't want to talk, you don't have to talk, but you should talk.
So the energy is good at run clubs.
Energy is great at run clubs.
I feel like I can see it. Everyone, like you said, has the same having passion, even if you're not passionate, because you, were you passionate about running when you started?
Not at all. Yeah. Honestly, I hated it. I still hate running. Yeah. Like, I don't like it.
Yeah.
I get bored.
But you're all there for the same reason. And maybe you find a group that hates it together.
Exactly.
And that's your little common bond. And then, like you said, you're getting coffee, getting Brooks on the weekends.
Yeah, it's a thing. Like, we did this too, where we'd run on Thursdays after work. You know, we'd meet up at 6 o'clock, run the West Side Highway, and then we'd go for a beer, mm-hmm. you know? Or we'd go for a salad because we weren't drinking beer at the time, you know? Like, I think it's important that, like, you find people that have a similar goal to you. And I think goal setting as an adult is really important. So yeah, I set a goal. I was like, I want to run a marathon. And I found people who wanted to run a marathon too. Yeah. And you don't feel so alone because everyone is feeling the same way. Everyone felt the same growing pains. Everyone felt the same insane hunger. Like, I felt like I was eating all the time and I was like, is this normal? And so many people were like, yes.
You're burning so many calories, you need to eat.
Yes. So I didn't feel so alone in my journey. And honestly, I don't think I would have finished the race if I didn't have those people with me for the journey. Because it's not just race day, it's so much more. And so, like I said, to this day, we still get together. We still run. We still, you know, do things together. They're great people. They're really awesome people. And we come from all different backgrounds. We come from all different levels of ability.
Yeah. Okay. So we love a good running club. I think that's great advice. Let's get into some of the other ways that people can make friends. Okay. And let's give our opinions.
Let's do it.
First up, Bumble BFF.
Honestly, yes. Okay.
Okay, good.
You know Kelly, my best friend from college, Kelly. Kelly moved to DC, also kind of right after college, and met two of her roommates on Bumble BFF. And she was in one of their weddings. Actually, she's in both of their weddings.
Oh my gosh.
I know. So yes to Bumble BFF.
Okay. We like it.
We love.
I know. I think it's good because, again, there are cities where it is not as easy to make friends. Totally. I would say DC is definitely one of them. St. Louis. I mean, any of the mid-sized cities. So I think Bumble BFF is a great option because it's a place where other people are also looking to make friends. So everyone's
a win. I agree though, especially mid-sized cities. I think
That's perfect.
It works. Yeah.
Social media groups or forums.
Yes and no. I haven't had a lot of experience with them, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people do meet that way. Mm-hmm. But for me personally, I have never really met someone that I'm like good friends with from a social media form or platform or
yeah, like a group. Page. I think if it's something like STL Girl Network or like there's just like girl club Facebook groups popping up or like Instagram groups or Outdoorsy Gals. There's some of those traveling pages and stuff, maybe. But those are hard because those bigger travel social media groups are all over the world.
Right.
So it's going to be hard to find people locally. So yeah, I think we say out.
I think out. It's just sometimes it's too hard. There's no personal connection.
Mm-hmm. How about volunteering?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes,
we love.
Yeah.
Get out into your community. Support your community. Be a member and an active member. Volunteering is great. And like I said, you meet people who share the same passion as you do. So find something that you like. If you like volunteering with dogs, if you like volunteering with, you know, elderly people or your local homeless shelter. Mm-hmm. Like there's so many great places to also connect to someone and help your community.
You can totally make friends at volunteering. So a lot of the times you'll get partnered up with people or you're put in a group. I met Dale from The Bachelor.
Exactly.
Volunteering.
I mean, that's a great hello.
Like 6 months before he's on the show.
That's great.
And then I was watching the show. I'm like, wait, why does this guy look so familiar? We were friends.
Volunteering. Helping your community. So, doing good in the world.
I love it. Okay. How about hobby specific clubs?
Obviously.
Or classes. Yeah.
Yes.
There are so many good pottery making classes, art classes.
Whatever you're interested in. There's so many groups out there. Find one that you like.
Mm-hmm.
Try different ones. There's so many things.
Yeah. I love running club. I've seen what other clubs are there out there like that? I mean, pickleball is blowing up.
Oh, huge. Pickleball, tennis.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a lot of like sporty things it's very easy to find a club if you're into the sports things. Book club, my office of book club.
Yeah.
They meet, you know, once a month and they love doing that. And if you don't have one, start one.
And I heard you earlier say that you did a sports league.
Yes.
And you had met someone and they kind of introduced you to that. Is that correct?
Essentially, yeah. The story about the party that I went to.
Because I've heard people that join by themselves and they just sign up and they get put on a team and they met amazing, fun people through that.
Yeah. This one guy was like, we need more girls on our team. And I was like, cool, I'll play kickball with you. And I didn't really know anyone going in. I kind of just joined off of the like goodness of my heart that you guys need another girl. And I am a rock star kickball player. So yeah, so I think it's totally cool to join by yourself. There's so many out there in every city. Every city has one. Every single one.
Okay, how about networking events?
Yes. Yeah.
I think it depends for what. Like if it's general creativity, I feel like you can make more friends at networking events like that. But if it's more something specific to your career, maybe for work or for your company, you're probably not going to make friends.
Honestly, I don't agree with that.
You're like, I don't agree with that.
I have seen some of these bankers are out there having a great time, okay? Yeah. And they are making friends at JP Morgan's holiday party, okay?
Perfect.
And I really do think that it doesn't matter what industry you're in. If you are an approachable person and you're really nice and you are emitting that you want to make friends, they will reciprocate. So it doesn't matter if you are in a creative field. I think it's easier in a creative field because people have a different personality type. But I still think if you're a banker, get out there, meet those other eligible bankers.
Yeah. Okay. How about sliding in the IG DMs?
Not for me personally.
Yeah.
But for you, for
yes,
sure.
For me, yes.
100%.
I made some of my best friends from DMing people on Instagram.
Yeah.
Or them DMing me.
I feel like you have no fear in that. I am much more afraid because my personality shines in person and people are like, oh, that girl's cool. I want to hang out with her. I do not admit that over the internet.
Yeah. That's funny. Yeah. You're not like a...
No.
You just post when you want to post.
Honestly, sometimes I go ghost and I don't post for a long time. People are like, did you drop off the face of the earth? And I'm like, yes.
Yeah, I did. But that's healthy. That's normal.
I think it is.
But even if you didn't have a big, crazy account, I think you can still reach out to people. If they have the same... It's all about the passions.
I agree. And I think it's like Kelly told me about this girl who has a really cool job that she was like, oh, you would do really good in that field. You should reach out to her.
Yeah.
I would love to do that, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm going to do that because I think what's the harm in that? So I think friends of friends reaching out for me is much easier to like DM than as like a you who's like, I'll reach out to anybody. I don't care. I'm Kara Kirkpatrick. I love people.
That's funny.
I think we have different personalities in that sense.
For sure. Okay. Religious or spiritual organizations?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I didn't mention this earlier, but I've met so many friends through church. And I think, again, like-minded people come together in a lot of ways. And I think if you are spiritual or are religious, get in a community. Get in with people who believe the same thing as you and do life with them. And I think that's so important. And again, like I've said, I joined a small group at church pretty much off the bat when I moved to New York. And I've met iteration after iteration of friend through that group and have really found a good foundation and people who can help guide me in my life. I think that's really important too when you're looking at friendships is, and spiritual groups are great for that because again, they have that same fundamental ideation as you. And so when you go through hard times or when you're looking for support or you're just looking for like someone to be a good friend and give you advice, like they're great people because they have that same foundation as you and they're also a lot of fun. Like,
yeah.
Again, I know a ton of people who've made their best friends through, you know, whatever religious organization that you, you know,
identify
as. Yeah. Like there are always going to be incredible people.
Mm-hmm.
And like it's just like trying a run club. You have to kind of try a few different places. I think that's really important too, to find the right fit for you. I found my church through one of my friends who I also met at a party.
Yeah. Church people turn
church
up.
People, I mean, we're going hard. We're having a good time. so yeah, I met a friend of a friend and it just so happened, you know, she mentioned, oh, I'm going to church tomorrow. And I was like, what church do you go to? And we've been going to church for 4 years now together.
I love that.
So yes, absolutely yes.
It's a yes for you.
Get in a community.
Final question that we ask all of our guests.
Great.
To you, what makes a good friend?
That's a great question. I think what makes a great friend is consistency. Mm-hmm. I think that makes a really good friend. Consistently with you in the highs, the lows, everywhere in between. Someone who is just very much there for you and supports you. Again, good times, bad times, just like a marriage, through thick and thin.
Oh,
I know.
So, till death do us part.
Till death do us part. My biggest thing is like, if we are friends and we are ride or die friends, you are, I'm so sorry, but you are in my life forever. Like, you can't get rid of me. There's no backing out.
You can't get rid of me, bitch.
Like, I'm here. And whether you like it or not, like, you literally can't get rid of me unless you just like off me, you know?
Yeah.
So,
well, I don't want to get rid of you. So
I know,
that's good.
I know. I don't want to get rid of you either.
Yeah. Well, okay. Where can people find you? Thank you so much for coming on. This is such a blast.
You're so welcome. I'm so happy to be here. You can find me on Instagram. My handle is LJ Horniker. I am a private girly, but please, please give me a follow. I think one day I'm going to become a TikTok famous influencer as well. Yeah. So one day I'll have Kara plug my TikTok when I become a TikToker.
You would kill it. You have so much energy.
I know. I have a lot of good content in the drafts. Okay. Like, there's a lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
But that's where you can find me for now. Also, if you're a sports media girly, please reach out. I'm so happy to connect with people who feel like they need a foot in the door in the sports world.
I love that. LinkedIn.
Lindsay Horniker.
Thank you, Lindsay. Love you so much. Thanks for listening to another episode of Already Friends. We'll catch you guys next week.
Thanks, guys. Off to a meeting now.
Okay, wait, really quick before you go, if you want a chance to be the Already Friends Listener of the Week, we have something for you. Leave us a rate and review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And for bonus entries, there's so many ways to support our show. Share about us on your Instagram story, engage with us over on TikTok, post on our Facebook group, join the Patreon page, or subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Make sure to send that rating and review to our Instagram page, Already Friends Podcast, and we pick a new Listener of the Week every Wednesday. We'll send you a $10 Visa gift card if you win, just as a way of saying thank you, to buy you a coffee, buy you a sweet little treat, whatever you want. Thanks again, you guys. We appreciate you so, so much, and we'll catch you next week.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.